tell you that it's a real privilege to get to speak to you from Frankfurt, Germany, where our health of en route is going from Georgia over into Nairobi, Kenya. And having been held up, we thought that we would take the opportunity to speak to the people there at the church this morning. I trust that everything is well with the different ones that's there in service. One of the things that came across my mind when we decided to call was that little Josiah reminded me that I did not let the little ones sing on a Friday. And I was looking forward to let them sing on Sunday morning or having someone to let them sing. So I trust that Brother Taylor will remember that. Brother Taylor is also going to understand. Sister Betty just told me. Or maybe Josiah, I'm sorry, she said Josiah's gone to Tennessee. I was wondering what Brother Taylor was doing in Tennessee. But we're glad to be able to talk with the people, and we're looking forward to our crusade over in Kenya. Every chance that we get to talk with you there, we try to seize upon it so that we can do whatever we can for the gospel on the home front while we are away. I trust that the different ones has been praying for us, because every trip that we take is very needful, or we would not be taking the trip, and it's dangerous, and we try our very best to do all that we can while we're on the trip for the sake of the kingdom of God. So I trust that the people there will continue to pray for us while we're having the crusade. We need your prayers, and we're looking forward to winning many souls for God. I believe that he will bless us as always and help us to win many souls for his name's sake. I see the masses of people as we travel to and fro, and my heart is always burdened down with a deep desire to expand the Moa for the cause of Christ. Even here in Germany, there's masses of people, hungry people for the gospel. I had hope to contact Brother Ron Peterson since I've had to stay here. I don't know whether I'll get to or not. They've changed things around two or three times concerning our flight. To begin with, we was not supposed to be here very long. And something happened that they stopped us in flight. And, of course, they had to make provisions for us. So we're here at the Ramada today. And that makes it it's kind of baffling as to just what they're planning to do or when they're planning to send us out. I think the last change was it's supposed to be around 11 o'clock according to this time. But we're still trying to make the best of it until we can go on over into Kenya. I hope that when we are away and we're talking back to the people that there'll be an remembrance of us, and that they will try their very best to do something on the home front just before we left to come over. He was exhorting the brethren about the things there on the home front. And if you remember in our last message, we also exhorted the people that they should remember their responsibility to God and to humanity, and also their responsibility to the shepherd while we're away, that they should be trying their very best on the home front to do something for Christ. The coming of the Lord, as you very well know, is near at hand, and of course, knowing that the coming of Christ is so close, then it makes me almost shudder sometimes when I think about having to stand before Christ in the judgment as to answer to him as to what I've done with all the time that he's given me during my lifetime here. The Bible said we'll give an account to God for every idle word that we speak, even the thoughts of our heart, the Bible said, and in that day God shall judge the secrets of men's heart. Paul tells us this, that God will do this by the gospel that he preached. And of course, I'm preaching the same gospel today. And the thing we have to remember is the commission that God has given to us is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means that we have a responsibility to go ye into all the world to minister the gospel to every creature. It doesn't matter how we feel. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what someone has to say about it or what someone thinks about it. All of that is beside the point, as we say. The commission of the Heavenly Father is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So then that means that I'm responsible to do that, and it means that you're responsible to do that. And it means that as a unit, all of us together are responsible to mankind. Paul said, I'm debtor to the Greek, to the barbarian, and to all the people of the world. And he said, I'm determined to minister and preach the gospel to every creature as much as lies within me. So then that means that we all have that responsibility. And if we fail in that responsibility, then the Bible teaches that in the day of the judgment, we will be inexcusable. For Paul said, thou art inexcusable. So then knowing that we're going to be inexcusable, there's not any reasoning with God over the situation. It's a command of God. He has given the command, and he also will make the provisions, the needed provisions. Whatever the needed provisions are, God will make the provisions for us to do it. He will make the way. For again, the Bible teaches that God, the writer said, even my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. I suppose that Sister Betty and I probably have, by faith, we probably have had to invest at least $250,000 just in my flight and her flight alone, as to those flights and what we've had to invest in our overseas work, perhaps not even counting the flights of the people, but just with my own little family. And God has provided graciously everything that we have needed. And knowing that sometimes, you know, you get tired and you get weary in transit, you still must continue on. You've got a job to do. I was just talking to Betty today, and I suppose that we probably have crossed the ocean, across over the Red Sea, at least 14 or 15 times. By the time we get home off of this trip, it'll probably be around 15 to 16 times that we've been over the ocean and back. Maybe more, I can't really say, but right off hand, as we say, I can think of that many times. And that's just crossing over from one side of the world to the other side of the world, not considering the many, many, many trips in flight as to the different places that we go to. So many multiplied airlines that we travel on, so many places that we travel to, so many, many miles of air travel. And sometimes you really get tired, but you still have it to do. So then knowing that we're trying to do something for God, we continue on. And Paul said sometimes being pressed out of measure, as he used the terms, we still continue on to do what we have to do for God, and we're delighted to do it because we look beyond any travail as to perseverance of our bodily frame, and we continue on for Christ's sake. thinking of the goals that are set before us. The writer again said, let us lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us and run with patience this race that God has set before us. Laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing that in that day that we'll be found worthy to receive of him the blessings of the crown that he has promised to the faithful. For the Bible tells us, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. If we start to do something for God and then we do not continue, the Bible said that if we fail to continue on with God, then all of the righteousness that we have done shall not be remembered, but in our sins we shall die. So then we cannot rely upon past experience, past efforts. We must be found faithful at the coming of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, blessed is the servant that I find so doing at my coming, that if I find him giving meat to my household at my coming, I will make him ruler over all that I've got. So that our goal is to be found faithful at the coming of the Lord, to live every day as though it was that one day in which he will return, because we know that one day he will return. And if we don't live every one that is each day as to the coming of the Lord, then we might miss the one that he returns in. So then we're pressing into, as Paul said, to the prize of the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, using the terms going on to a full reward. I don't want to settle for a partial reward. I want to go on to a full reward, and I want to encourage everyone else to go on. There's people that have come into the depths of Satan. We've spoke of the devil worshipers, and a lot of these people are going into the depths of Satan. The Bible speaks of some people who have never known the depths of Satan, and they will not receive the greater damnation, and yet they will be damned. Jesus spoke of people that shall receive the greater damnation. So there's a greater reward as to spiritual perseverance and service to God, and there is a greater damnation as to the deep depths of ugliness and wrong against the things of God and the transgression against the kingdom of God. So let me encourage you to go on and walk with the Lord and do something for Christ. Again, let me encourage you to pray for us while we're away on our trip. Take care of the home front, as Jesus said, feed my lambs, watch over my little ones, and do what you can for the cause of Christ and to work with us. For we're told in the scripture, he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad, which means there is no in-between. A lot of times we take the idea that we can just stand in between and we're not doing anything for God, and we feel that we're not doing anything against God. But there is no such times as not doing anything for God or against God. The Bible teaches, he that gathereth not with me, which means if you're not doing something for God, you're still talking, you're still going about through your daily activities, you're still leading or misleading, you're still directing someone to some means as to an end, and you'll have to pay for that in the day of judgment. Evil communication corrupt good manners, so then we won't have good conversation, and we won't together with God as to our purpose and program every day of our life, so as not to give place to Satan. The Bible teaches, not even for a moment, that in all the problems that we encounter, God will deliver us. The Bible says that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. And that way you can encourage others as they see your victory, because the Bible teaches also that we are more than conquerors through Christ who gave himself for us. And though we can do nothing of ourselves, yet he teaches that through Christ that strengthens us, we can do all things. So may the Lord bless you is my prayer, and we're going to pray a prayer for the audience. If you'll bow your heads with me and close your eyes, we'll pray a special prayer. Betty and I are here speaking to you. Let's just pray together. I want to pray for my little ones. Precious Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your wonderful presence. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be able to minister to our people from around the world. And dear God, we know that you're with us. We know that you are anointing the people. And we know that it's not us that's speaking, but it's our Heavenly Father speaking from within us who is concerned about his people. Father, heal this morning. I feel the wonderful, dynamic touch of God. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I feel your touch, heal the audience as this wonderful virtue goes out of our body by faith. And I can feel the faith of my people, of your divine children, Father. Heal them and save them and forgive them. Watch over them and supply all of their needs, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever it might be. Remember, Father, they're your children. Heal them and save them and forgive them. Give them a vision, an unwavering faith, an unwavering faith to heal, to save, to go out, to testify, and invite others into the wonderful kingdom of God. I ask you to do it this morning. In Jesus Christ's lovely name, I ask you for your name's sake, Father, and we'll be careful to praise thee and to give thee the glory for everything. In Jesus Christ's name, may God bless all of my brothers and sisters and bless my little ones. And we'll be expecting you to pray for us.